Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 429. As always, any questions, feedback, suggestions, sponsorships, please email Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org. I'd like to discuss today, in only 10 minutes, this is really a topic which deserves more than 10 minutes, but in 10 minutes I'd like to discuss usefulness of miracles. And let me explain what I mean. Over Hanukkah we talked about different types of miracles that involve the actual realization of God's involvement in the world, like, you know, the sea splits right in front of me. And then there are what we refer to as the types of miracles that are really day in and day out, the types of things that we assume to be natural, but really involve God as well. It's really sort of a semantic discussion about what a miracle is. What I wanted to talk about today is relying on these types of miracles, and particularly the first kind, the kind which is focused on things changing, amazing and shocking things happening before our eyes in the moment as we require them, relying on those types of miracles. The reason I wanted to talk about this is because this week, of course, is Parshas Bo. And in Parshas Bo, we have the culmination of all of the miracles in Egypt. And so the Exodus, which is made possible by the miracles of the plagues, the miracles at the sea, those miracles are actually very important in human and world history. The Ramban tells us that the foundation of our belief system really comes from those events and witnessing God's actual involvement in our world and particular focus on one nation over another. We see God's mastery over creation, involvement in creation, and ultimately the Torah, which teaches right and wrong and gives the world and the universe purpose. And so that's the importance of the miracles in this story of Shemos and Ve'era and Bo, etc. But what about like the rest of our lives and the rest of the world? Where does Judaism, do we make a big deal about miracles? Do we not make a big deal about miracles? And the answer is, we seem to do a very good job minimizing the idea of miracles. The Gemara in Brachos discusses what's appropriate prayer and what's not appropriate prayer, and it says, Hatzoek l'sha'avar, one who cries out, one who davens for what occurred in the past, harizat tfilas shav. It's a meaningless, purposeless tefillah. Ketzad haisa ishnamu uberes. It gives an example. It says, let's imagine one's pregnant, and one's wife is pregnant. Va'amar and prays, the hero tzon shatelet ishti zachar. After the person's already pregnant, the person prays that it should be this gender or that gender. Harizu tefillah shav. It's a meaningless and purposeless tefillah in that the gender is already decided. The baby is already formed just within the womb. Hayibah v'derech v'shama kol tzvacha ba'ir. A person's walking in the street, coming near a town, and hears some sort of cry coming out from the city, and prays, he writes on Shalom Yeha Elu B'nei Besi. He says, a prayer, no, not a hope, but a prayer, God, may it be that this should not, that cry should not have been for my family, Harizu Tfilah Shav. That's also a purposeless tefillah. And so the Gemara in Brachos seems to be pointing to this idea that miracles are not something that we're meant to integrate into our lives. We're not meant to expect them to happen. We're not even supposed to pray for them. Right, we can hope that God be involved in our lives. We can hope that in sort of the second style of miracle, where God is involved and we just don't necessarily see God's hand in changing nature before us. Sure, that's exactly what we pray for when we pray for a parnasa or a refuah, for sustenance, for health, for whatever it is. But when we talk about an overt miracle, as if we want the grade on the test, as the teacher is handing me the test to change from a 63 to a 73, that's something which is meaningless to pray for. It's useless because those types of things, it seems to say, don't happen. The Gemara has a question. The Gemara says, what about the story of Dina? Because at Dina, Dina prays for the gender of her child to be switched so she doesn't end up having more boys than her sister Rachel. So that's a good question, and the Gemara offers a couple of answers. Answer number one is, the prayer was made before the gender of the baby was actually resolved. And the other answer the Gemara says is, maybe it did happen, and maybe she did pray for a miracle, and maybe an actual miracle did occur. But still, the Gemara says, Ein mazkirin masanisim, we don't mention that type of miracle. We don't look for them, or we don't expect them. That's not how we live. Meaning, even if, yeah, Leah pulled it off, that's not a model that we're supposed to be learning from. Indeed, this idea comes up a couple of times in the Gemara. The Yerushalmi talks about how the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash, according to one opinion, was made out of marble. For sure, we know that the kalim, the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, was formed as is described in the Torah, but there were a variety of tables that were around the building, tables that were used for the various karbanos and for different purposes. And so it says, Rabbi Yochanan, less kan shel kesef. Rabbi Yochanan is quoted in the Yerushalmi as saying they wouldn't use metal tables or silver tables. Why? Because, this explains, they would rust. And because they would rust, that would cause problems. And the Gemara says, but I mean, come on, the tables that held the lechem hapanim, that you would put down the magical showbreads, which would stay fresh for an entire week. I mean, come on, that's a miracle itself. So you can't assume that the tables that those lechem hapanim are on are going to stay without rusting. So the Gemara says, you might be right, but ein maskir en masa nisim. We do not go and mention or rely on Masa Nisan. The Karbon Ha'edah commentary says, Kilomar ein somchen al hanes. What we mean by ein mazkir en Masa Nisan, we don't live in a world where we assume miracles to occur. We make decisions, we do things where we assume normal things will occur. Things will rust. That will be a problem. And therefore, in order to avoid that problem, we don't assume that just because we see a miracle someplace, we'll see it everywhere else. But instead, we live life like normal people. There are a variety of examples where this occurs. Holds that, of course, we do not. We definitely would not rely on miracles. Indeed, the Gemara in Tainus tells us that you're not supposed to rely, even if you could assume that a miracle would happen for you, because it eats away at your merit, you know, some for God to get involved and to do something which is so overt and so obvious and reveals him himself would take away from your own merit. And it tells an interesting story about one rabbi who wanted to clean stuff out of a falling home. The home was dangerous and falling, and he brings in another rabbi with him, and they talk in Torah, and while they're talking, he goes and removes everything from the home that he's worried is going to get crushed, and finally, they both leave, and the house falls down. And so the second rabbi, who was, so to speak, used, says, hey, what'd you do that for? The first rabbi knew that the house would never fall when this great man was sitting in the house, or standing in the house, and so he uses him for that miracle where the house that seems like it's going to fall is not going to fall because this man's in it. And so the Gemara says he's upset because la'olam al yamid adam b'mokam sakana v'yomer osin lines. A person should not say that a miracle is going to happen for me. Shema ein osin lones, because A, maybe it won't, and v'im tenzi lomar, and even if it does, osin lones, menakin lo mizchu yosav, it detracts from a person's merit. It is not something that is ideal. It's considered to be a negative. We have this idea of shluchei mitzvah. You know, you give a person a $20 bill when they go, or a $10 bill, or $5 bill when they go on a plane to Israel, or they go and do something which creates a danger, and you're worried about them, and so you give them a mitzvah mission. And so the Gemara assumes that if you have a mitzvah mission, you'll be okay. And the Gemara clarifies that that's not true exactly. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Chal Heicha Dekvi Hezeka Lo Samchinan Anisa. We don't assume that if there's a normal element of risk and a normal element of danger, and there's a probable occurrence of something bad happening, that having the person on a mitzvah mission will bring the person the merit that will protect them. And so again, we're not going to rely on a miracle, and we're not going to ask for one in davening. We're not going to rely on one and sort of put it up against the mitzvah that we're attempting to do. Indeed, we actually find the idea of lessening miracles in the Torah itself. The Ramban has a famous comment quoted by him, by Rabbeinu Bachya, and many others in regard to the Teva, Noach's Teva. So he builds this incredible ark to hold all the animals, and it's got this tremendous size to it. The dimensions are described in the Torah, and it's huge. And so the Ramban asks a very simple question. He says, like, what's the point of having this big Teva, this big ark? There's no way it can actually hold, even something of that size and that capacity, there's no way it can hold all of the animals in the world. So what's the point? So as Rabbeinu Bachya says it, Rabbeinu Bachya and the Ramban both say, listen, it's like this. A person's supposed to do what they can do, live our lives in a way which is Teva, normal. And where nature ends, where we've done everything that we can, that's when nes, that's where an incremental miracle occurs. That's that second type of miracle, where we don't necessarily see God's hand, but we can't imagine seeing our lives as going the way that they are without it. Altogether, we don't rely on them, we don't daven for them, but we know that in everything there is what we don't generally call miracle, but God's involvement, and that's what we pray for. We pray for God to be involved, even if we don't see it, we believe it. Have a great day.